The next patient is Yolanda Cordero. The last name is C-O-R-D-E-R-O, first name Y-O-L-A-N-D-A. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of hyponatremia. This hyponatremia must be associated to either the autoimmune process that the patient has. She was found with an ANA positive, the lupus markers, according to her description, have been negative, and she follows with the rheumatologist, Dr. A. Torres. The serum sodium that was determined in April of the year, April 26, 2024, was 136. The patient continues to be fluid restricted with a regular sodium intake in the diet. Number two, sarcoidosis, that is followed by Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G. That was an incidental finding. She has that close follow-up. We are going to request angiotensin converting enzyme levels to see whether or not there is some activity in the disease. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure that we got with the blood pressure cuff was 126/68. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that is under control. The patient has atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation. This atrial fibrillation is paroxysmal, and she follows with the cardiologist. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, she has a remote history of a nephrolithiasis that has not been active. We continue with the close follow-up. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis under therapy. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup.